Whales can dive thousands of feet down into the ocean over and over during the course of a day, yet they never appear to suffer what human divers fear, the bends. Whales are air-breathing mammals, like us, and their apparent immunity to decompression sickness has long puzzled scientists.
Well, now there's evidence that whales are not immune to the bends. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the finding is more than a biological curiosity. It adds to the debate over sonar and its possible effect on whales.
When a dead whale washes up on a beach in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, it's biologist Michael Moore's job to carve it up and find out what killed it. Moore works at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Recently, he discovered something odd in a beached sperm whale. Some ribs and spinal bones were pitted with lesions.
Erosions, holes, failures to the sort of surface architecture of the bones. Pits are a very good description. At that time, we really were at a loss to understand what we were looking at.
So Moore went to museums to look for sperm whale bones. He found more lesions, but only in older animals.
That was another piece of the whole jigsaw that really became very clear, that in looking at the carbs, these animals are clean, there are no pits and lesions. What we then see is that the larger the animal we looked at, the more severe the lesions.
Writing in the journal Science, Moore and co-author Greg Early say they think the lesions are caused, over time, by the bends. Human divers get the bends. During a dive, pressure forces bubbles of nitrogen into solution in the blood. If the diver comes up too fast, the bubbles expand quickly, like opening a shaken soda can. That can damage tissues, or bone, by blocking the flow of blood. Old divers suffer bone damage similar to what Moore saw in whales. It's thought that breathing compressed air from scuba tanks leads to the bends. Whales don't do that, of course. But Moore says there's evidence divers can get the bends even when they're just holding their breath. Moore's research is not the only sign that whales get the bends. Last year, scientists studying beached whales in the Canary Islands found tissue damage that looked like it was caused by the bends. Moreover, there's unpublished research showing that whales may try to avoid the bends the same way divers do, by stopping now and then on the way up. Philip Clapham is a biologist with the government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says the research has ramifications beyond biology.
The reason that that's cause for some concern is the contention by many scientists that some human activities, notably military tactical sonars, which are very loud, can panic whales and force them to come too rapidly to the surface and thus, in doing so, potentially create severe decompression problems.
Scientists say sonar may have caused the whales in the Canary Islands to beach themselves, and environmental groups are suing the Navy to limit its use of sonar near whales. The Navy questioned the claim that sonar is a problem, but has agreed to be careful when whales are near. For his part, Moore says his findings only suggest that anything that makes whales surface too quickly, including sonar, could be dangerous. NOAA fisheries biologist Terry Rolls says there are other possible explanations for the bone lesions, such as disease, that need to be examined. And she says it's hard to know what deep-diving whales do underwater.
I don't think anybody knows right now about how sperm whales react and how it changes their dive profile, nor do we know enough yet about the physiology and the behavior and how they work together to know what changes in a dive profile may make whales uniquely susceptible to decompression-like illness.
Rolls notes that scientists are now tagging whales with electronic devices that record their diving behavior, and these studies could soon help resolve the debate. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.